You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-Bit Productivity Podcast. Season 4. Episode 4. Overview.
Welcome back to another excellent episode of Inverse Autasky. I'm your host, Wade, and this episode features Excellent Software's Page Designer.
Oh, another excellent title. Excellent.
This software is another print utility, which is part of Excellent Software's printware lineup. What is Page Designer? Let's take a look at what the manual has to say. What is Page Designer? Exactly what its name implies. It's a utility that lets you plan an 8.5 by 11 inch page on your screen and then print it. Page Designer lets you combine pictures, drawings, and text on one page. The 40 column text mode lets you use different character styles. The 80-column text mode is good for getting a lot of information on the page. All in all, Page Designer lets your imagination run free. And this is where I usually talk about the publisher. I've discussed Excellent Software quite a bit lately. For more information, refer to Season 4, Episode 2, featuring the first Excellent Word Processor, and Season 4, Episode 3, featuring Megafont 2 Plus. There are links in the show notes. There is one thing I want to add here. In the manual, they have added this statement. As long as people are willing to buy good oddball software at a reasonable price, Excellent Software will have products to sell. This struck me as a little bit off mark, because I don't really consider these products oddball at all.
Technical data.
Page Designer was released in 1985, and it was published by Excellent Software, as I've mentioned many times. The developer was Pipestave Craftsman. It was programmed by Dr. Len Dorfman and Dennis Young. It does not require BASIC. It shipped on disk. It required 48K of memory, and its price was $29.95, which today is $68.67. I will note that a joystick is required if you want to use the drawing mode. The manual is 20 pages cover to cover, and it's sized at 5.5 inches by 8.5 inches. The pages are printed front and back. The cover pages are heavier cardstock and a light blue in color. The printing appears to be from a daisy wheel or near letter quality printer rather than from a bitmap font from the computer. There isn't a tutorial per se. There is, however, a general guide for usage. All of the major functions are covered in this guide. There is a page in the back listing all the commands. It's pretty easy to understand and should take you no more than 5 minutes to read through it. Sprinkled throughout are various pieces of artwork, and on the back cover is the caricatures of the Excellent Software staff, sans Jennifer Brabson. I feel like I'm getting to know them all by now. The package is the familiar single-fold vinyl sleeve. It's roughly 6 inches by 9 inches and dark blue. A copy of the front page of the manual is inserted on the outer front. On the outer rear is a quick blurb about Page Designer. And I neglected to mention these on the other Excellent episodes, and they are very much the same. In the front inner sleeve is the disk and registration card, which looks like it was printed with one of their products, possibly this one. And in the rear inner sleeve is the program manual.
Usage notes.
When booting, there is no splash screen, and you are sent directly to the program's main menu, which appears to be a custom display list that mixes graphics mode 1 and 2. It also has a custom font, which I believe is the Fancy 3 font that is on the Megafont 2 Plus disc. The screen is black with violet and light blue text, and there is a light blue border surrounding the entire screen. At the very top, in Graphics 1 are violet letters that say Excellent Software. And by the way, Excellent is spelled X-L-E-N-T. Beneath that in Graphics 2, light blue letters, it says Page Designer on two lines. Then in the violet color, there is a version line, copyright line, and the authors. Then an instruction that reads, press select for choice, with the word select in orangish red. There are three choices presented. Epson/Comp, ProWriter/Comp, and KConvert. And here the comp represents compatibles. The Epson line is initially selected and displayed in the light blue color with item selection markers both fore and aft of the text. Pressing Select cycles through the selections, and as you do so, it makes a small beep. The bottom line says Start to Begin, with Start in the orange-red color. I'll just call it orange from here on out.
No. Red.
Once you press Start, the bottom line changes to light blue and says Program Loading. Once the program's loaded, the screen turns to a dark green background with black text. And at the top, it says Page Designer by Pipestave Craftsman. Flushed right on the next line is the program mode, which is initially top half 40. Then there is a line that is made up of Control S characters, which is the box intersection special character, like the crosshairs. And this line is interrupted every fourth character position with a letter starting with A and ending with J. So, A, B, C, D. This line is repeated at the bottom of the screen. Between these marker lines, there are 21 empty lines. If you can't see the screen very well on a color TV, you can use the Option and Select keys to alter the color and luminance. I don't know who's using a color TV these days, but there probably is someone. This is mainly an issue if you are working the 80-column mode.
What? 80 columns?
Yes, I'll get to that in a minute. Hopefully, you can find a suitable color combination. There isn't really a menu per se, and commands are tied to key combinations. There are 14 total, and two of those reference the same function. So those functions are Shift Clear or Control Clear. This erases the screen that's being displayed. Shift Insert adds spaces to the line. Shift Delete removes spaces on the line. Control G, this toggles the graphics mode on and off, and it allows you to draw on the screen with a joystick when you're in the graphics mode. Control A, this moves one scan line up for fine control of placement, and Control B moves one scan line down for fine control placement. Control T toggles between the top and bottom screens, or rather the top and bottom half of the page. Control Z toggles border characters. Here, each letter, upper and lower, has a graphic on it, which are not the standard Atari special characters. You can use both the Atari ones and these. Control F toggles between 40 and 80 column mode. And these next few are ones that are only accessible from the 40 column mode. Control S, which is save screen. Control L, which is load screen or picture. And it allows you to load the whole picture or just half of it. Control C, this loads a new font, and Control D gives you a disk directory. It works, but it's kind of clumsy. So you start off at the top half of the page in 40 column mode, indicated by the top half 40 at the top of the screen. If you use the scan line control, the message will also include above or below, so you know where you are in regards to the text baseline. In 40 column mode, you can load an alternate character set, or multiples in succession after placing text with each. 80-column mode can be hard to read on real hardware, and under emulation, with artifacting off, it's surprisingly clear. So the 80-column implementation is very well. And if you haven't figured out by now, pretty much everything in here is done in graphics mode. So no matter when you're in text mode, you're actually bitmapping those text into a graphics screen. When saving or loading, it will display drive number 1, flushed left on the second line. Press the number of the drive letter you want to work with and hit return. Then it displays FN question mark, which is the file name prompt. And when loading, you're asked if you want to load the whole page or just half of it. Loading a character set works much the same way, but instead prompts CS question mark instead of FN question mark, with the CS representing character set. The graphic mode allows you to draw on the screen, and this does require a joystick. You can't use the cursor keys, you have to have a joystick. When in this mode, there is a Star Raiders-like cursor and a menu at the top for selecting colors, shapes, page navigation, and exiting the graphics mode. And that about sums it up function-wise. For files, it uses DOS 2.5 compatible disk. The files on the disk are DOS.sys and autorun.sys. Then there are several ASM files, which are program files for different portions of the program, and some FNT files, which are different fonts that you can use. There is also a file called excellentpic.pd, and excellent is X-L-E-N-T again. This is a page designer file with two pics of some excellent employees, their names, and titles. I printed this out, and the PDF is available on the InVersaTasky website. And based on the size of the DOS-SYS file, I think the DOS may be an OSS DOS XL version 2.3, just like what was used with Megafont 2+.
Fun factoids.
I noted in the last episode, which featured Excellent Software's Megafont 2+, that I suspected Jennifer Brabson was responsible for the miscellaneous artwork. It turns out that she is. If you listened to the interview in the last episode, you probably learned that as well. The manual for Page Designer confirms it as well, and it even has an acknowledgement and thank you. A supplied image on the disk credits her as the art director. Next, there's an acknowledgement in the manual about complaints of poor quality in their previous manuals with intentions to make them better. Next, Randy Dellinger and Richard Ronley donated their Koala Converter program for use with Page Designer. And last, the manual pokes a little fun at you at the very start when describing how to boot the program. In short, it says if you don't know what booting a program means, you should go find someone between the age of 6 and 20 and ask. But I guess now that's actually 36 and 50, right?
Summary.
So I was excited to review this product based on what I'd seen from previous excellent products featured here on InVersaTasky. It didn't take long to understand how to use it, despite the manual leaving me a little bit confused. I used Page Designer to create a page that promotes both InVersaTasky and 1632 Atari Podcast. I used a combination of fonts and character pitch, as well as a mix of standard Atari special characters and the border characters provided by Page Designer. It took a little bit of getting used to, and after spending some time with it, it now seems easy enough to use. There were no showstoppers, well, almost, listen up in the dislike section. And there were a couple of annoyances for keystrokes, but maybe I'm just picky. I think that some of the key combinations could have been better assigned to make them easier to remember. And with only 10 letter assigned functions, there were plenty of choices to choose from. For example, Control A and Control B to move up and down one scan line. How about Control U and Control D? Oh, but wait, Control D is for disk directory, which could be reassigned to something else. Or even keep Control A and swap B and Z. Z is just below the A and would make sense for down. While Z's function is for borders, which would make sense for B.
Boy, you were just being picky.
Yep, I'm just saying. The instructions tell you how to switch between border mode and text mode, but I kept trying to use the key combination that invokes border mode as the toggle to get out as well. Overall, the program works well, and while some of the keystroke combinations could be better mapped, it is relatively simple to use. While you can create a whole printed page of graphics and text with Page Designer, it feels like it could offer a little bit more. Maybe this is where Excellent Software's Typesetter comes in. So what do I like about this product? Well, first, it gives you plenty of options for entering text styled in different manners. And next, the fine scan line manipulation allows for unique placements, giving you more creative control. So what did I dislike about it? Well, first, after entering graphics mode, you absolutely must have a joystick attached. Don't think that you're going to get away with using the cursor keys to move the on-screen cursor around. And you can't exit the graphics mode without the joystick. You have to press the fire button. So while it's easy to plug a joystick in on real hardware and continue, under emulation you have to restart the emulator to recognize it, potentially losing your page if you haven't saved it. And next, getting a disk directory is functional, but it leaves a lot to be desired. When invoked, it displays each entry, flushed left, on the second line. You press return, and the next one is displayed. Rinse and repeat. From a 1985-86 perspective, would I use it? Possibly. I realize this product is over 30 years old, but at the time, some of the word processors were starting to incorporate graphics printing. And while they couldn't quite match what Page Designer does, you might be able to get by with one of those word processors. From a retro perspective, would I use it? I don't think so. Some of Excellent's other products provide more of the features that I desire. For a bit rating, I'm going to give this a bit rating of 6. It's good, but at the end of the day, it left me wanting more.
Short and sweet. Just how some listeners like it. Special thanks.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for continuing to listen to this podcast and support my endeavor. And I have to thank WizWars for releasing the excellent tune 8-Bit Raceway, which I include as part of the show music. Thanks again, everyone.
Contact information.
You can email me, Wade, with wade@inversitaski.info or inversitaski@icloud.com, or you can use the contact form on the Inversitaski website, which happens to be inversitaski.info. You can find Inversitaski on Twitter with @inversitaski, and you can find Inversitaski on Facebook with facebook.com/inversitaski. You can also find Inversitaski on iTunes and at some point Google Play.
Goodbye.